Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in. GQ Palace Radio. Entertainment. With your host, Rich Money. Storm. Keep it locked.
This is Elias, and you're listening to GQ Palace Radio.
Follow me, yeah. Follow me. Peace.
Yeah, this is Grand Agent, GrandAgent.net, Real Grand Agent, Twitter and IG. I'm in the GQ Palace, so as far as I can tell, it's all good. Let's do it.
This is Isaiah, and on Friday night, I listen to GQ Palace Radio.
Yo, what's good? This is Casanova Rudd from the group Super Lover CN Casanova Rudd. You know, the golden era of hip-hop, baby. You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio. Yeah.
All y'all wanna pile on me, make it hard for me to breathe. Throw sand in my eyes and make it hard for me to see. Out of breath, can't see, still hard to defeat. The history that I made, impossible to repeat. Spread rumors, point fingers, throw stones, judge me. Hate me, love me, hug me, curse me. Whatever, cause y'all not gonna pay it, don't be me. I'm clever, enough to know that the
rich money, don't.
I'm a demon that faces me. I've been through hell, lived in the belly of the beast. I confess my sins, but still didn't find peace. But like MJ and 5, I will 16.
Rich money.
Hood first, cause that's where I'm from. That's why the hood is always first to help me overcome. When I'm down, some of y'all cats act so strange. When I'm up, same cats wonder why I act so strange.
Don't
tell me change, please. You bitches are so lame. Something ain't y'all fault, and y'all so quick to blame. That's why I got number one on the back of my range. Y'all cats is full playing. I'm pregnant by the game.
Rich money, don't.
Ball and chain, but I'm a child of God, so my destiny's ordained. Undisputed is a title I claim. Not to shoot the world up with this lyrical cocaine.
Rich money, don't.
I'm about to bring the pain. Left jab, right hook, shedding down your brain. I could be surrounded by lions in the midst of the jungle, and still I'm a rumble, young man.
You are now tuned in. GQ Palace ready. With your host, Rich Money. Don't keep it locked.
All right, Dons and Divas. Welcome back to another episode of GQ Palace Radio, Love and Entertainment. I am your host, Rich Money. Storm is handling some things right now, but she will be tuned in. I want to give a special thanks once again for last week's episode to Laura Lee, the up-and-coming artist. Hope she succeeded in what she's doing. And to Kitty Bay, you know, she's doing big things. She got her series coming out in 2017 of this summer called Kitty City. That's going to be hot, you know. Sunday, March 19th, we got the Nonstop Media event going down in Elmhurst, Queens at the Black Thorn. So that's going on. We got a lot of things going on tonight. I'm a little under the weather. Tonight, we have special guest, Buddy White from Intro, who's supposed to be on the scene. You know, we're going to give him a minute before he call in, you know. We'll see what's going on with him. Y'all know tomorrow, we're supposed to get some more of that snow, so be prepared. Hopefully it won't be as bad as everybody making it seem like they always do, you know. But I am your host for tonight, Rich Money. I'm going to try to keep it going. Like I said, I'm a little under the weather, but that don't never stop you from doing what you got to do. You hear? You heard? So you definitely got to keep that grind going. I want to give a birthday shout out to my man, Da, True Story, my cousin Shakia, Cherie. A lot of birthdays going down this month. But I'm going to give it a minute because, you know, I don't like to do too much talking. I ain't with all that talking thing. We're going to go into this intro joint and wait for my man Buddy White to call in. Hopefully he'll be calling soon, and let's see what happens. This is Rich Money, GQ Palace Radio, Love Entertainment. Love it, baby.
You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio. Love, entertainment, with your host, Rich Money. Storm, keep it locked.
Welcome back to the palace. I just spoke to my man, Buddy White, is running a little late, but we're going to see how this goes on, because you know how I do. I don't like to be on the phone too long. I think Storm is kind of busy. I don't know if she's on yet. Storm, are you there? Is Storm there? Is Storm there? No, no, no. Storm's not there right now either. Oh, so I guess I'm all alone today. Wow. I've been all alone in a long time. But anyway, we're going to go to another joint real fast. I'm going to give Buddy Wyke another 5 minutes. You know how Rich Money do it. Rich Money don't wait for nobody. I'm sorry. Though I do respect. But stay right there. I see people calling in and speak to him. We're going to find out what happened. We're going to get into the Donnell Jones joint real fast and come back. Hopefully he beat on, came back, or called on the line. All right? So stay right there and don't move. This is Rich Money, DP Palace Radio, Love and Entertainment, with my co-host Storm. Stay right there.
Damn, man. I had it all before I got up in here.
Don't
What's going on, Dons and Divas? Welcome back. I don't know what's going on with Buddy Wright. I just spoke to my man Kev. He said he's trying to contact him. But, you know, this is nothing having to do with GQ Palace or anything like that. You know, we usually have our people on. I'm going to just give it a minute or so to see what's going down. I appreciate y'all still being on the line and tuning in. But Buddy Wright, yeah, he's definitely going to hear. He's going to hear a lot of things that's going on. So, but what I want to do right now, I want to get into an up-and-coming artist real fast. And I want y'all to tell me what y'all think about it after this. If Buddy White don't come on, then you know how Rich Money do. Rich Money gonna call it a night. But, I could be doing a lot of other things like relaxing, taking a load off, you feel me? But what I want to do, I never played this artist before. I'm going to play this Jamaican artist. His name is called Weatherman, and this is called One of a Kind. Just listen to it. You know, if you want to press that one button and tell me what you think about it, feel free. If not, just tune in. I'm going to give Buddy Wax a little more time and see how this goes down, all right? Stay right there. Don't move. This is GQ Powers Radio, Love Entertainment, Rich Money and Storm.
Shorty crew with some stuff. So I think about her. Break it down right now. No, see. It's a weather song. Yeah, my shot got me beat, so I rock with. Everybody, all y'all listen up, I want this. I feel they got the boss up, man, my
brother. One of a kind, one of a kind, girl. With the word I should twist and wind, do they blow my mind?
Blow my mind.
The next thing I do concentrate, cause my university where we go complicated.
Pretty girl, let me take you on a day.
Where me and you go fit to be here. The next thing I do concentrate, cause my university where we go complicated.
Anything you want me to give it to you. To buy house, to buy car, live and come
to me. The man of the house, now he be the dumb baller. So make you know they look me like I will break on him.
right, Dons and Divas, that was Weatherman, one of a kind. I'm still waiting for him. I've got more callers calling in for Buddy Wright. Buddy, where are you? If you're on the line, press the 1 button. I don't like to have my people waiting like this to make it not seem good. This is not on GQ Palace. So just to put that out there, every artist that we have on always came on and always been on GQ Palace. I don't know what's going on with Buddy Wright right now. But I don't know. It's Storm. You still on, Storm?
Yes, I'm here.
Are you there, Storm?
Oh, yes, right, I am. Right, I'm right, here. I'm here.
Yeah, we got. I don't know what's going on with Buddy Wright. I don't know.
I don't know what Buddy Wright's doing either.
But you know what? I do want to ask a caller. We have a caller on the line real fast. I want to ask what they think about that. The up and coming artist that was just played. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you
hear
me?
Yeah.
Hey.
Yes, we can hear you.
Hey, Ziva. Hi.
How you doing, girl?
I'm chilling. You know me.
Chilling on a Friday night.
Yes, indeed. Chilling like it's 20 degrees outside. That's a good gym right there. You know what I'm saying? That's a club banger. No.
I know. I was jamming like I know what it was.
I sure was over here whining and skills. And I'm a reggae fan. I love reggae. So, you know, it's that's a nice one. I like that.
Yeah, I like that one too. I like that one too. I don't know what's going on with Buddy Wright, but you know. You know.
Yeah, Buddy gotta get his mind right. I like intro, one of my favorite old school artists. We used to jam to that. I still do. I ain't gonna say used to. I still jam to intro stuff. You know.
Buddy better get it right then. Let's go, Buddy.
Yeah.
Get it right.
I know that's right. You can't keep your public waiting, Buddy.
I said, it's all right. I said, I understand you busy and all, but let's get it. Let's go.
I know, because if you are busy, just say you're busy. You can't do it right now. We're not going to hold that against you. Like,
that's right.
You know, we won't hold that against you.
But anyway, how's
your
week been, Diva?
It's been a little topsy-turvy, but it's all good. Made it a Friday. Not working any overtime tomorrow. I'm good. I'm chilling. I'm chilling like frozen milk. Milk is chilling. I'm chilling like frozen milk. Yeah.
All right.
Hey, how about y'all? No cheering this weekend?
No.
All
no
right,
Dons
and Divas.
No
cheering.
Hey, Rich Money, how you doing?
I'm all right. We finally got Buddy Wright on the line.
Oh, okay.
We have Buddy Wright on the line. I didn't mean to interrupt your conversation.
That's all right. You know,
I do apologize.
Just so rude.
All right, Dons and Divas. Welcome, Buddy Wright from the legendary group Intro.
Yo, what's up, everybody?
Buddy, are you there?
My bad. Sitting listening and not knowing I was supposed to pick name.
Peace.
Yeah.
Hi, Buddy.
Hey, how you doing? I was listening, but I wasn't a part of the conversation because I didn't push the button.
Okay. It happens to the best of us. Don't worry about it. It happens to the best of us.
Well, welcome to the palace, of course. Thanks for the invitation.
Shout out to Chesky, GQ Radio. For having me. Appreciate it.
That's right.
No problem. It's definitely an honor. Yes, it is. It's definitely an honor having him. Now, you know, some people want to know about Buddy Wright. Some people want to know about what's going on with intros. Some people want to know what's the latest things you got going on. So, you know, fill us in on that real fast.
Well, we've been doing a couple spot things here and now with the group. Then I've been doing the Perfect Blend tour with Mr. Cheeks from the Lost Boys. We did about 20 cities already with that. And just sticking to my writing. Just, you know, if I could spend a day in the studio, that's a perfect day for me. Just trying to set up stuff for the warm weather. know, most of the people book their shows in July, like now.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned that the hard way. Like, I'll see a flyer, then I'll call. Because, oh, man, book this back in January, February. And, you know, so just trying to stay ahead of the ball.
Right. Now, do you call up and you book it yourself, or do you have, like, a booking agent that does it for you?
People like both. I just use that all by any means necessary. Yeah. Some people call an agent. Some people, I've gotten inboxes on Facebook with people. That's my baby. That's my daughter. And I think I'm walking behind the box. There she goes. Okay.
Oh, okay, okay. Now, is this still a group intro, or are you just mainly going solo?
No, we still do dates. It's myself, Jeff Sanders, and then we have an additional member. He's out of Detroit. His name's Eric Pruitt. Yeah. The last one we played was like last month. I think May 6th we went over to London. I do spend more time with I've done more shows with Chiefs this year than with the group. That's only because we like in the middle of people knowing if we're performing or if we're not performing. Then you have one member in the group for 1 minute, then out the group, then back in the group. You know. So it's kind of easier and quicker to move by myself, but I'm still loyal to the brand or intro. You know, if somebody calls up and say, do you want to do the show or do you want to go with the group? You know, I'll be like, nah, let's go with the group. Make sure everybody puts some money in their pocket. Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, I want to get on your solo project as well, but let me ask you, which one do you prefer that you feel give you more, how can I say it, more interest in doing music? Is it with the group or is it with the solo project? I'm trying to figure out how to say this to you and not put it in a way where, all right, well.
Which one is easier? Me doing it by myself is 100 times easier. It's 100 times easier. It's lonelier once you start moving and you go on the road and stuff. You know, because you don't got the element of somebody there talking or joking around with. But as far as work, I mean, that's just the history of R&B and R&B groups and the situations that go on inside and outside the group. When you got different personalities, you know, oh, I want to catch a morning flight. Or, no, I want to catch an afternoon flight. Or, I want to catch an evening flight. So there you go. That's like 20 more minutes of trying to figure out which flight we're actually going to take in. Well,
right,
I want to sing this part. No, I'm going to sing that part. Well, I want to sing that part. Well, then, you know, when I'm by myself, it's selfish as it sounds. It's just the freedom of just doing what the H I want to do, when I want to do it. But at the same time, I got to respect the wave, you know what I'm saying? A lot of times people want to see the group. They don't want to hear, like, if they say intro is going to be there, I just can't go out there and be like, hey, how you doing? I'm intro. I just don't do that. If it's a show, it's going to be Buddy from Intro, then it's going to be promoted as Buddy from Intro. It's not going to be like the group, and then I'm just going to show up. And we kind of have a pact where that's not going to happen.
Well,
but the answer to the question is, it's just easier. It's naturally just easier.
Right.
You just get up and move and. Yeah.
See, I think that's a good understanding to have. So this way, you know, when you do go out and you do perform, you know, they don't think that it's the whole group when it's really just one person. So that was definitely a good way, you know, to represent it as well. So this way, everyone at all times, you know what you're getting.
Mm-hmm.
So how long have you been performing by yourself?
Well, I started performing by myself once. Well, Jeff had surgery. Jeff had surgery where he wasn't able to go out and perform anymore. So it came down to, well, I'm just going to go ahead and do the Perfect Blend tour with Cheeks. And now that's just like a circus. It's just a combination of, we just decided to put together like a little, somewhat like a Broadway show of the intro songs and the Lost Boy songs. Like, I'll do Let Me Be the One, then he'll do Renee, then I'll do something else, then he'll do something else, you know. And that's how it started out. Like, just going out by ourselves. And, yeah, that was it. That was it.
So let's talk about your let's talk about your song Everything.
Everything.
How did you come
okay.
up with that? So let me, yeah.
Coco Chanel gave me that record. She gave me the track to that. She was like, sing something over it. So I just sang something over it and sent it back to her. Then she said she was gonna put it in a pool and send it out to some DJs and stuff. I like the record, but I'm surprised that you mentioned it because I haven't really given it the attention I think that it really deserves. I said I was gonna go ahead and send it out to some spaces as well.
Oh, yeah. We definitely gonna play it. We're gonna get into that right now, matter of fact.
Oh, okay.
It was actually sent to me, so we're gonna play and we're gonna, you know, see what goes down with it, all right?
All right, man.
All right, Dawn the Divas. This is Buddy White. Everything.
Divas.
Remember where you heard it. DQ College Radio, Love and Entertainment. It's Butter, baby.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
She's the baddest girl in New York City. My boy's always telling me, damn, she's pretty. Took her to the club just to show her off. Turn up, turn up, turn up, turn up. And they're saying, no way is she with him. Probably his sister or his friend. Took her to the club just to show her off. Turn up, turn up, turn up, turn up. They wanna know what a lady like you. They wanna know what a lady like you is doing with a man like me. Me. They may know what a lady like you is doing with a man like me. Like me. They may know what a lady like you is doing with a man like me.
You are now tuned in to GQ Palace.
No quiz, I just hit them with a smile and say, you know, she drives me wild.
Like you, do with a man like me.
Me,
know what a lady
All right, dogs and Jesus, welcome back to the palace. And you here with Rich Money and Storm with Buddy White. That was his joint, everything. So, but let me ask you, was that actually written for somebody, or that was something you just decided to collaborate on? I mean, just something to do, by
I just started writing it out, and that's where it ended up. I start on those songs, and I try to write them out as if I'm writing a video or something, like just writing a story, where I have to just paint a picture. So I just like everything. Yeah.
Right, we have somebody I want to speak to. Hello, call. Oh, okay. Hello, call. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello, can you hear me?
You on the air.
Hey, caller.
Yes, we can hear you.
Hi, buddy.
Hey, how you doing?
Welcome to the GQ Palace Radio. Intro used to be one of my favorite groups. I still, like I said, I didn't used to bump y'all joints. I still bump it. And this new joint that I just heard by you, that just took me all the way back too, because you know you got that Crush on You playing in the background, which Lil' Kim is one of my favorite artists too. So that kind of like wrapped it all, you know, all in together. So, will you be doing anything close to New York soon?
Wow, I'm probably gonna have to get back to y'all. I know something March 25th in White Plains.
Okay.
March 25th in White Plains. I have to get back with the venue. Let me check something else up in here. I think.
Oh, okay.
Give me one second. I believe. Oh, no. It's going to be actually May 27th.
Okay.
Slater Center in White Plains, New York. That's on May 27th.
May 27th. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do you have anything as a group coming up, as far as new music goes?
As far as new music, we have some stuff that we're cooking up. We have a couple songs that we've done, but they're not mixed or mastered yet. We did release a single called Lose Control, but that kind of got mixed in some bureaucracy between the labels, like who was going to drop the record. So finally, two separate labels end up dropping the record, you know, putting the record out. So each label is waiting for the other label to do let's let them put the money over there. No, we're not going to put it, you know, so that's what happened with the Lose Control record. We lost control of it.
So we're trying to regroup
and just trying to keep the legacy going. My whole thing is that I don't want people to say, Intro stopped making music because Kenny died. I just don't want that to be the end of the story. I don't want that to be the legacy and intro. Kenny died, they didn't do nothing else. So that's my goal. Get at least one or two more songs back on the radio and just fall back. When we go out on TV shows, people are really not checking for the new songs. They want to hear Let Me Be the One. They want to hear Love Thing. They want to hear Come Inside. We throw in a new record, then they start
Why Don't You Love Me? Why Don't You Love is my joint, though. That's my joint. I'm into the new one too. I like that, you know, and hopefully you give us. I don't know if you do social media any or whatever, where we can, you know, pick you up on social media and follow you and stuff
I just spell it BEYOUDEE, like Bud, but I just spell it out BEYOUDEE, BUD. They told me I changed it playing around, right? Because I had my name up, Buddy White. Then I was messing around one day and I just changed it. And then I went to change it back, like going, let me change it back. Then Facebook,
you got to wait 6 months.
Yeah, 60 days. I'm like, yeah, you got to wait 60 days. I was like, work.
Yeah, you got to wait 60 days to change your name back, because they don't, you know, they try to keep people from being fraudulent. That's quote unquote fraudulent on social media. Goodbye. But anyway, that was going to be my next question. Also, was how did the group deal with losing Kenny?
it was traumatic. It was traumatic.
Yeah.
I mean, even though we knew it was coming, even though we knew it was coming and it wasn't like
mm-hmm.
unexpected, it was still like traumatic. But, you know, it's like cutting the head off of the body.
Right, yeah. I can understand because, like you said, even though sometimes you know that some people are going deaf, is something that you're really never prepared for on any caliber, you know. So, like I said,
up to the last minute, you hope for a miracle.
Amen. Yep. You're like, oh well, this thing, I think it's gonna change around, it's gonna turn around, you know. But again. I bump into this day. I go to my grandmother's house and it's like, I walk in the door. My aunt's like, I know you got intro.
Close now.
I know you got intro because I'm telling y'all, y'all was one of my favorite groups in the 90s, you know. And I believe in still playing most of the music from back in that the 90, 91, 2, 3 era. You know, that's when music was at its height. As opposed to what we're dealing with now, in my opinion. But again, your new song that I just heard, that brought back that feel, but in the new era as well. You know what I'm saying? You bridged the gap on that, and that's to be appreciated.
So that's cool. I got a cool record you should check out if you get a chance. It's called New York S.H.I., you know, it's called New York.
We got that, too.
Oh, yeah, got that?
Yeah, we got that, too. You ain't know. Oh, you must don't know about it.
What was the name of the song that you was just playing?
That was Everything.
That was Everything
is called?
Yeah.
And that's mm-hmm. and it's by Buddy White?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But this New York
got...
shit is by him and Mr. Cheeks, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Buddy, come on. You must don't know. You know the person that I'm involved with. You know, that's like my brother.
Yeah. Because.
Yeah, but we definitely gonna get into that. You know, you want us to play that, we could play it. Unless you want to keep it discreet on some level or something. No.
Nah, that's cool. That's fine.
All right,
you can introduce it.
You're gonna play that right now. You can introduce it.
For real. Let me separate so I can say the word. All right. So this next record right here is this collaboration between myself and Mr. Cheese from the Lost Boys. We came up with the idea on a flight from Canada, and it's called New York Shit, and it's a record that we made for all the New Yorkers, and it's for y'all.
All right. All right.
You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio. Love entertained with your host Rich Money. Storm. Keep it locked.
I rose up trees from my mason jar. Breeze through the city in my racing car. The future wasn't clear, they say I reached too far. But look at me now, mama, I'm a star. Why wouldn't I make it? Look at where I'm from. When niggas talk loud, I'd rather rep the slum. Grind all night, shine all day. Win or lose, it's the game that we play. Come back from the rollback, that's okay. Same move from the intro, stay out my way. Trash city gets disregarded. I'm from the rotten apple where hip hop started. Fly to set it off, this how I ride. Same nigga that I've been from the block. Yo, why would I stop? I was there when they did it. If you're with it, I'm with it. Baby girl, let's get it.
Baby, there's no need to worry. As long as we got these streets, you know that we gonna eat. There's no need to worry. Cause there's no hard things to this joint I bring. I wanna buy you everything.
You don't have to worry. It's what a baby. I won't waste no
out. Cheeks is from Queens, I'm from East New York. We can meet in the city. Bring your home girl, is she pretty? I know my man. If she ain't hot, he won't understand. No time.
I'm feeling that right there, buddy. You know,
cool, man. Appreciate
it. How did you and Mr. Cheeks collaborate to get that? Because, yo, he is hilarious, man. We did a judge joint for Nonstop Media. He had me on the floor. Mr. Cheeks is crazy. He's a real cool dude, yo. He's a real cool dude, yo. Me, him, and Cuban Links. He had me on the floor. So how did y'all wind up getting together to do that collaboration?
Yeah, I was just in the studio. I took the mop deep loop. I threw some strings on top of it. Then I started thinking about the melodies of some of the songs that we wrote for Mary. So I took the baby, there's no need to worry. As long as we got, you know, I took that back, threw that on there, changed up the words, and then on the B section, you don't have to worry. We did a song with her called "You Don't Have to Worry" on the Who's the Man soundtrack. So in the record, I kind of pay homage to our collaborations with her. And then Marpy, because they're from New York. Then we had Cheeks from Queens. I'm from Brooklyn. I just tried to just make it just a whole New York City, like, gumbo. Like, not just New York City, just New York in general. Yonkers, Mount Vernon.
Okay, George Faustina. Let me ask you, okay. So let me ask you, what's the worst thing and what's the best thing you like about going solo?
The best thing is the freedom, just the liberty. Like, okay, I'm going to do this and that's what I'm going to do. And then I got good people around me that don't just yes me. They'll tell me, like, I think you should do that over, or, you know, that's cool right there, but why don't you add something else to it? But the worst thing about it is, I don't know what the worst thing would be. I guess, like I said, just like the loneliness. Like, sometimes when you're traveling, you know what I'm saying? You don't really got the group of people. So when it's time to go eat, a lot of times the promoter picking you up and you don't really know them, you know.
So, what's the next step for you? Like, doing acting? Are you just going to stick with the music? Or?
Cooking show, R&B flavor.
So R&B flavor.
It's like video soul meets the chill. Have a couple people behind the scenes working with me with that right there. But my number one love is just writing. So write songwriting, just getting in the studio writing songs. I probably spent like 4 hours in today. And
Go ahead.
Oh no, I was just thinking and getting into doing soundtracks, like scoring movies. That's something that I'm interested in getting involved in. I have one offer right now, and I believe I could pull it off. So, like this might be the jump start for me doing soundtrack. Got an offer to do a soundtrack for a movie called Water with a Splash of Lemon.
Oh, okay. I know somebody that got a series. Somebody I know got a series coming out, and they're looking for somebody to write soundtracks for them. So they got a series coming out 2017. Maybe I'll see what they're talking about. Probably link you up to them. They got a series coming out for 2017 in the city.
Okay, that's what's up.
And yeah, I'll definitely give her a number and everything. Have a caller.
All right.
But let me ask you, where do you see Buddy White, let's say 3 years from now, if not with Intro? Where do you see yourself heading?
2 years from now, sitting behind a piano, singing R&B songs. I don't think with so much... not a lot of instruments behind me and stuff like that. Just down to like just the raw nitty gritty, just lyrics and piano. And just that's the artist that I want to evolve into. Yeah, I'm not so much dependent on it. I don't think I'm like you said, like 2 years from now, right? Like 2 years from now.
Two or three years.
I think my records are gonna become easier and like more to the point. Like the stuff that I'm writing now, is like more to the point. I even got a song called "Let's Just Get Straight to the Point." So, I like to write songs that people get right away. I don't want them to be thinking too much. But while they're thinking, then they're gonna. Something else is going to catch their attention. So I try to get an album as soon as possible.
I have a question as well, Buddy. Do you write for others, or you just do solely for Intro and yourself?
I have written for others, but it's been mostly just for myself and for the group. Yeah. I'm not like a known songwriter as far as in the industry. Like nobody's gonna be like, yo, go get Buddy to do it. I did Terrell Hicks demo. That's the girl from the Bronx Tale.
Okay.
I worked with her. I did a gospel album for John Legend's mother. Phyllis Stevens. I executive produced her album. Horace Brown. I did a couple of records with Horace Brown on his new album that's coming out.
Okay, nice. And all the artists out now, is there anybody in particular that you would like to work with?
Right now, let me see who I want to work with right now. The artists that are out right now that I want to work with. Who's dope? So many dope people. Okay, real quick off the top of my head. But she said she retired, but I hope she didn't. Anita Baker would be one of the people on the top of my list.
Okay.
I like to give her some fresh street meat, you know, just something for the streets with some Anita Baker on it.
Mm-hmm.
From the new school, I think... Bryce and Taylor is dope, and Tory Lanez is dope. As far as like the writing, I would like to bring them back to like some strings and chords with just basic drums.
Okay.
Who's on? Let me think. Who do I rock with? Dang, I got a weird ear right now. I'll even do a record with Ed Sheeran if I got the opportunity.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have an actual favorite artist?
Layla Hathaway is my all time favorite.
Layla Hathaway, good. That's an awesome choice, you know.
that. If I had to pick one, that's my all-time favorite. My all-time ballad is Anniversary by Tony. My all-time favorite male singer, it would be between James Ingram and...
James Ingram?
Mm-hmm. I know, it's crazy,
okay,
right?
Okay.
James Ingram, Jonathan Butler, like all those old guys right there. Like,
yeah, the old...
Along with Kenny. Yeah, that's like early 80s. Because prior to working with Kenny Green, I was a piano player for the choir and
okay.
A wannabe rapper. So I would do the music for intro, but at that time, like the very early days of intro, I wasn't a singer in the group. I was more so just a producer. Kenny was a songwriter and singer. And Jeff was more or less like the choreographer because he was a dancer before he came in the group.
Right.
So who actually came up
with the idea of intro?
Well, I met Kenny in the Army. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was really stationed at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, and there was another guy named Kenny. His name's Ken Thomas. He told me that he knew a guy named Kenny that could sing real good. And then behind my back, he told Kenny he knew somebody that could play the piano. So eventually we met, and we started going to the recreation center on Sunday, sitting down at the piano and started writing songs, and came up to New York in the studio, and somebody came to us in the studio like, you guys should try to get a record deal. And we did get a record deal from that, but that wasn't the record deal that people know of now. That was a record deal where the guys just wanted us to do house music, and that's not what we wanted to do.
Right.
Eventually,
so
we met Heavy D.
Where did the title come from? The title intro.
That's funny. I had an album, a Motown Greatest Hits album, and reading the credits, it said intro Smokey Robinson, intro Diana Ross, intro Stevie Wonder, intro this person, that person. I was like, damn, who's intro, man? They did records with everybody. But to come to find out, that was just the intro to the song.
Or
the person's intro that. So I was a fan of something that really didn't exist. So
that
then we started coming in name. I was like, intro.
That's
intro.
Dope.
Yep. And then Kenny
wow.
was like, well, let's put something around it that makes it make sense. And it was innovative new talent reaching out. Intro was my favorite group.
Wow.
And at that album. We didn't have
I know that's right. Oh,
so,
man, that's awesome.
It said, put yourself
I like
where you want to become, right?
Yeah. The
wow.
intro. Right. But again, I appreciate, I still appreciate y'all music as the group intro. And hopefully I can soon get, you know, your new stuff to, you know,
bump
that. Huh?
So we're trying to tighten it up so we can keep the brand out there, you know, get the people what they want.
Right. Yeah, because that music was refreshing. Is, you know what I'm saying? It kept us partying, and you could either party or make love to it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
So.
The make love part.
If you let me come in. Don't get me started over here. Don't get me started. For real.
That's
I'm gonna have to put that on.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to put that
Lord.
On.
We gonna play that music tonight, Diva.
Hey.
Listen.
Wow. It's awesome. It's definitely good talking to you, though.
Oh, you know.
I'm glad I shared this story with my aunt that I actually spoke to you, she's going to say, why you didn't call me?
Oh, man.
Oh,
yeah.
Sure,
nobody. Go ahead, buddy.
I was going to say, I got to keep me in mind, man. This summer, you got to have some events coming up.
Yeah.
You know, come on out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some live
Absolutely.
stuff.
That sounds good. That sounds good.
Sing the, why don't you love me the way that you used to? Tell me your love has not disappeared.
Come on,
well,
this week.
Excuse me, can you let Buddy sing the song? Can you let Buddy sing the song, please?
I'm sorry. I just had to get that off my chest. I'm sorry. You know how I do when I get on the line.
Buddy, this is what I want you to do for us. You know, let everybody know, you know,
I
your,
can hear you.
Instagram. Yeah. Can y'all hear me?
Okay, now
I don't
know
really much on Instagram. I'm kind of like social media. Like, I'm on Facebook more than anything. And that's
BEYOUDUD.
People can check out all my music at www.mobiwike.mobi.
Can you spell that again? Because it kind of blanked out a little bit.
Okay, BUDDYWIKE.mobi. Like a mobile phone, but just MOBI. What do you like? MOBI. And that has all the intro videos on it. You can buy the intro albums. You can buy the new stuff. You can buy the old stuff. You can buy a car. No, I'm just joking. But yeah, all that stuff is on there. Yeah, everything is on there. Buddy White got Moby.
I'm going to repeat it one more time. Make sure I got it. BUDDYWIKE.
Yeah. Dot Moby.
Dot Moby.
You got it.
Well, yeah, I'm gonna go on the GQ Palace page if you don't mind, just like putting it up or something, because you know.
Okay, we're working on an intro, a night intro with friends at the Queen's Theater in Flushing Meadow Park. I just don't know which date yet, because we had originally we're gonna do it March 25th, but we wanted to wait for the weather to warm up and give us more time to actually promote it. So our next big New York event with Intro will be Intro and Friends at Flushing Meadow Park, Queens Theater.
Oh, okay.
I wish I had a date, but stay tuned
we'll just
for
keep
that.
Us posted. Yeah, keep us posted with it, and we'll definitely come through. Show support.
Absolutely. GQ Palace, we in the building, baby. GQ Palace.
So was there any other information that you want to give out to the callers and listeners, anyone that may be interested in booking you or booking Intro to be able to come to perform? Is there any information you want to give out?
Anybody that's listening right now to the show right now that want to book us for like live performances and stuff, just get with GQ Radio right here, and then they'll get in touch with us. We'll link them with the right people, and you know.
All right, good. All right, well, of course, it was a pleasure. It was an honor having you on with us this evening. And,
absolutely.
You know, we wish you much success in everything that you're doing, and definitely make sure you continue to do great things. And we'll definitely
support you.
We are here for the number one.
Thank you for allowing me to share your platform.
Yes, it was definitely an honor to have you on, buddy.
Absolutely an honor. It was definitely an honor for me. I'm feeling myself right now. And if y'all ever looking for
Listen,
if y'all ever looking for a female to join the intro group, holler at you, girl. That's all I'm saying. Just holler at you, girl. I write and I can sing, too. I can sing, too.
You don't got her looking for a gig now, you know?
Yeah. You done inspired me real quick. I got to open my book and start writing again. Oh, Lord.
She could even be an opening act.
We just happened to be walking through the club one night, and we ran into Heavy D, and we sang a song for him. And next thing we know, got people calling us, telling us to come to some meetings, and... You know, more we know how it happens, man.
That's right.
You never know.
Being at the right place at the right time.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's into getting into singing and performing and what have you. Is this a real tricky business and whatnot? It's not like in the past where it was a dream to get a record out and stuff like that. Anybody can actually do it today. But you got to be ready when the opportunity presents itself. I look at it like boxing. Like you gotta keep yourself in the gym. You gotta be ready for that opportunity. Like if somebody comes up to a box and be like, "Yo, man, I got a fight tomorrow night, Saturday night, man. I'm gonna pay you $5 million to get in the ring." You're gonna get in the ring because you're a boxer. You want the money, but you're gonna get in and get your ass kicked. But you haven't been training.
Because you're not prepared.
If you're training, and you're ready, and the opportunity presents itself, like in anything that you do, if it's what you want to do, do it until the opportunity presents itself. That way, when it does present itself, you're ready. And
that's
you
right.
end
mm-hmm.
up surprising people.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Surprise the man. I know that's right.
That's right. Well, everyone, of course. Diva, thank you for calling in and joining us this evening. It was definitely, look, a pleasure having you on as well. You know, your singing voice and everything. You know,
no
serenading us. Richmond, you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. I was doing something, but I'm ready. Like I was saying, buddy, definitely an honor to have you on. You know, you're welcome back anytime. We definitely going to support you. You know, if you want to, send us those exclusive. Shout out to my man, Kev Steve, my brother from another mother. You know, he's definitely doing everything. But, you know, buddy, you're welcome anytime, you know. I'm going to look into that for you. I got your number, you know, so I'm going to look into that for you, you know, give you a call back and see what's going on with that. About that soundtrack.
All right, man.
Definitely going to take it from there. All
right,
so I'm definitely going to be looking for those exclusive. All right.
All right, man.
All right, guys. Have a blessing.
Buddy White, Dons, and Divas.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Storm, that's it for tonight's show. You know, shout out to Buddy White. He's definitely doing his thing. You got
mm-hmm.
any people you want to give a shout out to before we go, Storm? Anything you want to say?
Just a happy birthday to Sharice. She'll be the big 25 on Monday. So definitely happy birthday to her.
Oh, happy birthday, Cherie. All right. Definitely want to give a shout out to, you know, my man Di. Happy birthday. He got it going on. True Story, happy birthday. My cousin Kima, happy birthday. Don't forget, Sunday is going down, Nonstop Media event at the Black Dawn in Elmhurst, Queens. You know, special guest judges, Cuban Link, Jazzy Joyce, and CLK for Murder, Inc. They definitely going to be doing it up in there. We're going to be in a building hard body. Is that it for a Storm? That's it for tonight's show?
Yes, that's it. Have a blessed and safe weekend,
everybody.
See you guys on Sunday.
All right, y'all. Good night. I think you're going to, you know what? I'm going to replay that Buddy White joint, you know, everything. I'm kind of feeling that. So we're going to guard with that. Y'all have a blessed weekend. All right. Good night, everybody.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
She's the baddest girl in New York City. My boys always telling me, damn, she's pretty. Took her to the club just to show her off. Turn it. And they say in no way is she with him. Probably his sister or his friend. Took her to the club just to show her off. Turn it. They wanna know what a lady like you doing with a man like me. They wanna know what a lady like you is doing with a man like me. Me. They wanna know what a lady like you is doing with a man like me. Like me, they wanna know what a lady like you is doing with a man like me.
You are now on the GQ Palace.
No quiz, I just hit them with a smile and say, you know, she drives me wild. They wonder why you're with
two streets.
They wanna know what a lady like you is doing with a man like me.
Me.
They wanna know what a lady like you is doing with a man like me.
It's a GQ Palace exclusive.